Work experience, personal qualities and skills. Employers' views.
Ms. Wong, as an experienced social worker, how do you assess fresh graduate suitability for a job?
Most of our new employees are fresh graduates, so we don't expect them to have any full-time work experience. Many of our projects and services are carried out in teams, so I'm looking for evidence that a job applicant would make a good team player.
So how do you assess their suitability for the post of, for example, assistant social work officer?
We have certain selection criteria. First, a prospective employee needs to have achieved an acceptable academic standard, but we also look carefully at involvement in extracurricular activities.
Why is that?
Because we can use extracurricular activities to gauge the applicant's potential to become a good social worker. Just joining those activities shows an initiative and a willingness to lead and to interact with others.
But most fresh graduates have spent much of their lives doing individual study. How do you know that they have the potential to interact with others and be good team players?
We look at participation in extracurricular activities. This gives us a general indication of a person's willingness to participate in group activities. Once a person joins a group, he or she learns a lot about coordination, cooperation and leadership, all of which are very important in our field.
So, you are looking for people who have people skills?
Of course. Our employees have to interact effectively with clients. They are people. They may even have to work with teams and colleagues for other departments or agencies. So it's very important that they can get along with people from a wide range of social, education and professional backgrounds.
So are you looking for applicants who have been involved in specific extracurricular activities?
No, not really. Although we do not to see such activities being used to balance the academic life of students. So I find involvement in team sports or things like joining outward bound courses very interesting in an application.
Because these create a balanced individual?
Yes, but not just that. This kind of activities also develop teamwork skills and promote leadership qualities.
So extracurricular activities then are of considerable interest. But what about an applicant's part-time work record or placement record?
Oh, of course. We are interested in that too. It increases the evidence we can use to make selection decisions, especially if the part-time work is relevant to the services that our department renders.
Okay, thank you. So can we now turn to the personal qualities that you're looking for in prospective employees?
Okay. There are certain important qualities that prospective social workers need to have, like leadership, planning, organization, and analytical ability, assertiveness, job motivation, teamwork and awareness, also flexibility, and reliability is also very important. They also need to be genuinely compassionate towards clients.
Right, genuinely compassionate. Now, can I ask you to try to order some of those qualities? You mentioned quite a few just now. Can I ask you to order them according to their importance, according to your social work experience?
That's no problem. Certainly, my personal top three would be motivation. There is an applicant's reasons for wanting to join the social work field. Next comes flexibility. Our employees need to compassionate and need to flexible because the field is changing very quickly. And they also need to compassionate and empathetic to clients' sufferings.
Right, okay. So they need to be compassionate and empathetic. Right. How about skills? Like communication and interpersonal skills, for instance.
Yes, these are important, and social workers need such skills from their first day of work. Technical and computer skills are trainable at a later date. In fact, I see interpersonal communication and language skills as more important qualities.
Okay. So what would you say is the most important skill that a job applicant can or need to possess?
That's an easy question. For me, it has to be communication skills, and I would include English language skills under this heading.
Why is that?
Because because English is important for us. All our written correspondence, like memo and reports, are written in English. So social work officers must have a very good standard of writing in English. Apart from our using English in our daily work, English is also important to the development of the field of social work. As far as I know, our knowledge base comes from Western societies and is in English. We read journal articles, reference books in English. They are also written in English. So I think written English is very is also very important for our career for our career advancement.
Right. Okay. Sure. Is there anything else you might want to tell us?
No. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.